you know, when it comes to things like meeting family on a Sunday, you know, sometimes it's unavoidable. We know that because of like family reunions and stuff like that, right? You know, so we end up maybe missing church. Sometimes the need is to travel to a place. Sometimes the need is to maybe do a shift at your work to provide for your family because you don't have a choice because you're scheduled on Sunday, you know, or, you know, it's an essential service or something like that. There are exceptions is what I'm saying. But even then, maybe you don't have to go to your church. You know, maybe attend one somewhere else when on holiday or meeting with family or even after or before work, you know, like on a Sunday. So, you know, let's say you work, you know, Sunday during the day, but you get off in time to join an evening service somewhere.
And let me tell you, okay, growing up in a Pentecostal church is okay. The Sunday evening services, those are the best services, baby. Okay.
So, I mean, like there are opportunities is what I'm saying. Now, as I mentioned, you know, we talked about COVID and online has been a help during COVID and it's been an option, but is it the best option? Okay. I would say not the best. You know, you do your best to meet with God's family during his day, whether at your church or someone else's. Because what does Hebrews 10:24-25 say? Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another and all the more as you see the day approaching. You know, I can't imagine the author of Hebrews, if he were here today, looking at the online church going, yeah, you know, don't worry, just go online. You know, I mean, like his message.
You can just text each other later.
Yeah. I mean, like his message still rings true today. Do not give up meeting together. And because how can you encourage each other really if you don't see each other?
Well, something interesting. I haven't had this conversation this year, but I remember last year at this time. So we were kind of like in the middle of all this COVID stuff. And some pastors were saying, man, attendance and even like watching online has gone way down because now online you have people gravitating towards maybe a different church and another thing. And now, now the body is like fragmented and people don't really, you're not on the same page and it's like all over the place.
Well, yeah, I mean, like with all the options out there, people are like, well, they're in a sense, they're kind of like looking around. Oh, well, you know, maybe my church isn't that great this week. So I'm going to go look at, you know, this church over here or that church over there online, you know, and, you know, in their minds, I'm still going to church. So, I mean, like it's it definitely has changed things, but I don't know about your church, but I know that even coming back to, you know, physical church, since restrictions have been lifted and everything, there hasn't been that huge wave of people that everyone was hoping for, you know? I mean, like, people have returned, but it hasn't been to the extent that people had hoped for.
And I don't want to say this as a judgy thing either, because, you know, people have reasons that we don't want to make going to church like an idol or whatever.
No.
But at the same time, I have noticed there are people where it's like, okay, COVID was the big shakeup and people have just been like, well, I don't know if this whole church thing's for me in the first place.
Well, yeah.
What's the point? You know?
Yeah. I mean, like some people, you know, they're just like, well, this whole church thing, hey, I can do it online. You know, I don't have to go to church anymore. I can just watch online.
Yeah.
You know, so that has been, I guess, the danger, if you will, of online church.
Well,
people give up going in person.
And I wonder if it's a comfort thing too, because I get it. Like even for me personally, it was a bit of an adjustment going back because like I got in a routine. It was nice. I'd wake up, I'd have my espresso and I'd watch church online and life is wonderful, right?
Yeah. You know, you watching your PJs on the couch, right?
No, I watch in my 3-piece suit, you know?
Oh, of course. Yes. Yeah. You know,
that's it. Giving TD Jakes a run for his money.
Head of the class there. Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, head of the class there. You look keener. Okay.
No, but yeah, I mean, like for a lot of people, it was convenient, right?
Yeah.
All they had to do was just, they could even lie in bed with their cell phone. And
okay,
watch
that
it.
Is too much. Did you, know? You do, I won't even ask you on air, okay?
Because
I was purposeful though, like when I went, I made sure, okay, we're watching online at home, we're getting dressed.
Yeah.
We're, you know what I'm saying? Like take it, making it more of like a serious thing so I didn't slip into this, just making it super casual. Because it's the, like, let's be honest here. Like, we're going. Like, we're, this is like the Lord's house. Like, we're, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's show some effort here, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, in the Psalms, you know, David was like, you know, I was excited when they said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I think we've lost some of that.
Yeah.
That exactly. Excitement.
But it can come back.
Yeah.
It can come back.